All right. Thank you, Luke. It's a good truth and good thing to remind us of. Nothing can happen to us but what God okays it and knows about it. Amen? And that's the comfort. Thank you for that message and song. Well, tonight, of course, we're talking Restore-a-thon. And every year we've had some skits and things that we did and had a good time with it. We talk about revival on the radio and getting excited actually about giving our money and all that sort of stuff. And last week we came down to Wednesday night and didn't have a skit. And I was in the sick bed and I had to escape to come up here to put on a skit. Some of you didn't get the message, but the message was I had escaped and come up here and was trying to give you a message before they caught me. Now, if you'd have been my friend, you'd have known that I was delirious and you wouldn't have let them rough me up like you did. All joking aside, it's okay to laugh in God's house. It's okay to have a little fun, but right kind, and that's all we did. However, my punishment is that they said I had to look at it. I had to see it. I thought it was awful enough that I had a 6-day growth of beard I saw in the mirror. But they say I got to look at the whole thing. So I'm going to ask them to run the screen down and I won't endure it. Amen.
Feels good. Go around the other side.
We got home now. Hey guys, we got a runner here. Yeah, legs over on this side. Okay.
They don't want me to tell you where the treasure is, but I know where it is. There's a map somewhere. Where's the map, Richard? Nobody gonna help me? All right. I know where the treasure is. They don't want me to tell you. I tell you what, it's important that you know. All right, I'm gonna find a way to tell you. Don't skin up those pews.
Okay.
this would happen someday. But I really thought I had more friends than I've got. Being a sick man at that.
Sleep on that thing. All right. That's over. And by the grace of God, we're going to find the treasure. Amen. The treasure's in Restore-a-thon. And praying the folks will discover that and we'll do the giving and get the job done. Amen. It's our privilege tonight to have some folks back with us that have helped us before and been with us here on staff and just so much help for Restore-a-thon. And, of course, Brother Mike Case is one. We're glad to have he and Joy and the family. And I'm going to ask Mike if he would to come up. Yeah, it's okay to give him a hand. We appreciate him coming. And time he got here, folks started grabbing him to do things. That's how important he was with us. But we're going to ask him to come, give us, share a word with us. Brother Mike, so good to have you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It is my privilege to be here. I am a self-admitted Restore-a-thon junkie. And I love Restore-a-thon. And it's unique as I'm there in Port Charlotte with Pastor Jay Shepherd, loving it there. And growing in the Lord and growing in knowledge, shall we say. I've made a lot of mistakes, and Pastor Shepherd hasn't killed me yet, so we survived them. But we're learning a lot, and the Lord is just doing a lot of great things there. And I was trying to explain to a few folks what it is I was leaving to go do, and you know, explained it was a radio fundraiser, and I was really excited about going. And being excited about a radio fundraiser just does not compute in a lot of people's minds. And there's a radio station there in our area, and I've listened to a few of their fundraisers, and I understand why people are confused about that. It's just different, that Restore-a-thon is different. And I was just kind of processing what it is about Restore-a-thon that I love. And what it is about Restore-a-thon that makes me just want to be here, to desire to not leave the radio. And one of my first, probably the third or fourth Restore-a-thon that I was able to partake in was when Brother Rich Lemon had passed away. And anybody that was there for that one was a unique time. And then I began to see is during every Restore-a-thon, God does something different. You go through the scriptures and you can see that God never really does things the same way twice. And so you see when he would heal somebody one time, he would spit in the dirt and he would rub that on their eyes. And did Jesus need to do that? No. He just wanted to do something different to get people's attention. And he just doesn't do, you know, parting the waters. He had Moses, you know, raise the stick above the waters and he had Joshua walk right up into the waters. He just does things different. And what I've seen through the years of Restore-a-thon is, as a DJ, as the different parts that I've been in, God never works the same way twice, but he always works. And what I found was, what I wanted to do when it came to Restore-a-thon is I wanted to be as close to where God was as I could. That was just exciting to me, that God's going to do something awesome, and I want to observe it. I want to be as close to it as I possibly can be. And there have been times, I think it was probably just a few years ago, and I don't expect this again because God doesn't do things the same way twice, it seems. And a few years ago, we were going for a very specific goal. We needed this to be able to accomplish what we needed for that year. There were some things that needed repairs, and this is the number that we needed. And we were falling short. And it was about an hour before we were wrapping things up, and I just happened to be the person that an anonymous person came to and said, When Pastor says we're done, just tell him we'll match to that number we need. That was amazing. Just to be there. And I was going, I didn't give that money. There was no way I could. There was no way it was possible for me, but to say I could be there and to have a part in that. And that's what Restore-a-thon is. And that's why it's just amazing to me, because whether you give a little or you give a lot, you can say, I was a part of that. I was a part of what God did this year during Restore-a-thon. And I just get excited about that. And so I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate Dr. Carter, you giving the call and offering to bring me up here to be able to be a part of another Restore-a-thon. What I'm excited about is I'm excited about what God is going to do to meet the need this year. I've seen Restore-a-thon start off with a really high note, and we've run higher than ever before. And you get all excited about it, and it's just exciting. I've seen Restore-a-thons to where the first day you're going, God, are you going to do something here? And it just kind of, it every single time, it challenges your faith. And so I encourage you to turn the radio on, get involved, let your faith be challenged, and just be there in spirit, be there with the radio on, be there in person. Get as close to God doing something as you possibly can be, because that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm glad I'm here. Thank you, preacher, for allowing me to be here.
Thank you, Brother Mike. I tell you what, he has been one of the early ones, and he's seen some things that he knows it was the hand of God. He knows it just had to be. No other way you could explain it. And that's what he was referencing. Also tonight, we have my son, Stephen, and we're glad he's with us. I don't know. He may correct me on this. I believe he was in on the very first Restore-a-thon that we ever had. And so he's flown in to be with us during this time also, and we're glad to have that. And I think he left this morning. It was 23 degrees up there. So if some of y'all are thinking about going that way, it's the wrong way. Amen. Good to have Stephen tonight, and I've asked him to come and share with us also.
I run like my case, you know. I'm not running for... All right. Well, I'm glad that Brother Mike's here. I've always called him a Restore-a-thon MVP. I've always said that about him. He's on the all-time Restore-a-thon All-Star team. That was a good decision there, Brother Barry and my dad. And I'm glad to be here tonight as well. Thankful to get to see that video. That was pretty neat. I knew something was going on because I talked to my dad on the phone, and then we were having service, and I told Bryn, she was downstairs with the teen group at our church, and I said, you need to tune in around 8 o'clock or something, or 10 till. I said, I won't be done yet upstairs, but my dad said there's going to be some type of skit, and for him to call and give us a notice like that must be something to watch, you know. So she watched that and tried to explain it to me, and she got it pretty, I didn't believe her, but she was right, I guess. So, that's something right there. And nobody was injured or anything, no pews were scratched. That was pretty awesome. So that was a good time there. All right, let's go to 2 Thessalonians this evening. We'll look at a scripture together just for a few moments. I am thankful to be here. Restore-a-thon is a very special time and special memories for me. If I'm remembering correctly, and I think I am, 1997 was the first year we had a Restore-a-thon. So if you go from 97 to 2019, that means this is Restore-a-thon number 23. And that blows my pea brain mind to think of it that way. And that's pretty crazy, almost 20, you know, going on 25 years of Restore-a-thon. But it's always been a blessing, always a great time. We always put the fun in fundraising, that's for sure. And I don't know if food's in the word fundraising, but it should be, because there's always a lot of food as well. And I've consumed enough calories during Restore-a-thons to feed many third world countries, I believe. And there's all kinds of food that's brought up there, and it's always been a great time together. The spiritual highs, the spiritual victories are what you remember the most, though, like Brother Mike was talking about just a moment ago. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. We'll read a couple verses together, starting in verse number 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. I don't know what I said the first time, but that's what I'm saying this time for sure. And by the way, Brother Luke, you did a great job on the piano there, brother. I always thought Keith's good, and he is, but I think you're right there with him. You did a great job, and I really enjoyed that special tonight. All right, before we get into the scripture, did you hear about the pastor who had a parrot? It was a male parrot, and all the parrot would say, and this is good because it was a pastor's parrot, the parrot would say this, let's pray, let's pray. That's all it would say, and it said it all the time. Well, the pastor tried to teach him to say other things, but to no avail. And he learned that one of his deacons in the church had a female parrot. And that deacon's parrot would only say, "Let's kiss, let's kiss." So the pastor decided to invite the deacon over to his house and to bring the parrot with him. And when the deacon arrived, they put the parrots into the same cage to see what would happen. Well, the deacon's parrot said, "Let's kiss, let's kiss." And the pastor's parrot said, "Thank you, Lord, my prayers have been answered." So that's a good spiritual thing to think about. I did hear another story about Pastor Barry taking his sister Parsons out for an anniversary meal. Have you already heard that one? Okay, never mind. All right, if you've already heard it, don't worry about it then. My mom told me that one, so all right, all right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Let's look at the passage of Scripture we can apply to Restore-a-thon, and I'll just be a few minutes here together with you this evening. The Bible says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ." Let's have a word of prayer together. Heavenly Father, very thankful for this service, Lord. Thankful that we are able to fellowship together, sing together, pray together, laugh together, Lord. Now, most of all, we're thankful we can look at your word together. And we thank you for the Scriptures, Lord. We thank you for this passage tonight. I pray that we can make a good application. Lord, I pray that we can be encouraged and excited and motivated going into the Restore-a-thon. We just thank you for how you've blessed time and time and time again, and how we have all those victories to draw strength and encouragement from. So I thank you for that this evening, Lord. I thank you for this church family. I thank you for the leadership, Lord. I just thank you that we can come together and get our eyes on Jesus. So, Father, we do ask for your blessing, that we take time out, we'd open our hearts and our ears and our minds to your truth for the next few moments and make a good application. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Is my other microphone on? Yeah, I think it is. All right. I'll quit bending over. That way I can I'll look like my dad before the message is over tonight. But I meant bend over. That's what I meant. Not that he... No, anyway, never mind. I forget I said that. All right. Trying to get in Restore-a-thon form here. Okay. All right. Here's several things I want to point out for this passage tonight. I only want to look at verse number 1 with the time that we have and verse number 5, even though all the verses are worthy of our attention this evening. I just thought verse 1, and I'll read it again here in a moment, is a great prayer for Restore-a-thon for this year, 2019. The Bible says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us." And that's already been alluded to. Prayer is something that goes before what you're going to do. If you're going to seek the Lord on something, if you're going to ask the Lord to meet a need concerning something, you have to prepare. You have to have prayer time. Prayer is what makes it all go. Prayer is like breath to your physical life. That's what it's like to your spiritual life. God communicates to us. Thank God for the Word of God. He gives us His Word. We receive His Word. But God gives us a way to commune back with Him when we pray, when we bow our heads, when we bow our hearts, when we get on our knees. We have a chance to speak back to the Lord in the right way. As He talks to us, He allows us the privilege to talk back to Him. That's just a wonderful thing. A great prayer for Restore-a-thons right here in verse number 1. Pray for us, number 1, that the word of the Lord may have free course. Now, that's a blessing right there, isn't it? It's still a blessing in our nation with all the turmoil that we can allude to. It's still a blessing we can broadcast the truth of the Word of God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in this area. I don't know if you've noticed because you're here all the time, but if you go back and forth a little bit like I've been doing for going on 5 years now, the area is changing all the time. There's more people, there's more traffic, there's more construction. Guess what that means? There's more ears out there to hear the truth of the Word of God when the radio broadcasts it. And that's a wonderful thing to partner with and be a part of. So allowing God's Word to have free course. Let's just be honest. The world needs more of the Word of God. We need free course. We don't need any obstacles put in the way. We don't need anybody putting up blockades or barriers. We need to get the truth out. People need it more now than they ever have before. And the radio station is a 24-hour a day to get the truth, a way to get the truth out. That is awesome. It's an extension of the preaching and the ministry of Landmark Baptist Church, and it's been a blessing. It's been something to reach unbelievers and edify believers for all these years now. And I know everyone in here would give a testimony of being edified by the radio station, by the preaching, by the singing, by the wonderful things that happen on there. It's not just one thing after another. It's got personality mixed in there. There's participation mixed in there. There's just a lot of wonderful things. And the radio is just an absolute top-notch blessing of a ministry, that's for sure. And so a great prayer for Restorethon, number one, starts with God's Word having free course. There's all kinds of details to pray for. There's a whole technological side that you can see Jeff Cruz and Mike Case about, and they can talk to you about that in somewhat of an intelligent way. And there's that whole thing right there with the broadcast. And, of course, there's computers involved. We'll pray that the Word of God will have free course, and there won't be any hiccups, no bugs, no problems, no equipment failures, all that kind of stuff. But then the verse continues on. It says that the Word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified. Well, that's the duty. That's the opportunity, is to glorify the Word of God. We get in on God's glory because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I have nothing to offer God. All I had was my sin, and He paid for those on the cross of Calvary. Thank God. And that's the glorious salvation and the glorious forgiveness and the glorious reconciliation that only Jesus Christ provides. And so we get the glory in what God's done. So the Word goes forth and is glorified. It can have glorifying effects in the lives of others, just like it has in ours. And that's what the last part of the prayer says in verse number one, as it is in you. If it's blessed you, it can bless somebody else. So it needs to continue. You need to partner with it. You need to help it. You need to support it, right? Because it's blessed you, and that means it can bless somebody else. Pete Pitch used to say all those years ago, if you want to get a blessing, you need to be a blessing. He used to say that in Sunday school. Tell him the truth. Somebody here, Brother Bunch, you heard him say that before, haven't you? Okay, all right. Brother Bunch, don't argue with him. You know what I'm saying? Or the lady sitting beside him, but I'm just teasing. In order to get a blessing, you got to be a blessing. And if you've gotten a blessing, well, be a blessing and let the thing continue on. And that's a great prayer for Restorethon. And then I want to kind of skip down to verse number 5, okay? Verse number 5. And the Bible says, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now, Paul's talking to these believers at Thessalonica. They went through tough times. 1 Thessalonians deals with that. 2 Thessalonians deals with that. There was deceit. There was false doctrine. There was wrong people, wrong teaching amongst their church. And Paul writes to help them. Paul writes to comfort them. And he reminds them that God will direct them. And what he'll direct them, these saved people, he'll direct their hearts into the love of God. That tells you that saved people can have their hearts directed the wrong way. Saved people can have their hearts directed into the love of this world. And that's forbidden in the Scripture. But it's possible for a saved person to love unsavory things, if you want to say it that way. Worldly things. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Right? The Bible says that. So here, Paul's giving this information about directing their hearts into the love of God. Well, I see a great prayer in verse 1. I see a great result in verse number 5. Having your hearts directed into the love of God. I can't think of a better way. The world comes at you all the time, 24/7. So God gives us the radio station to balance that thing out. He directs our hearts into the love of God 24/7 to help balance things out. You thank God for what you get on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, but you can get more, 90.3. Because you can get it all the time. You can get it any time. And that's just a blessing, directing your hearts into the love of God. And the second part of verse 5, as another great result, and into patient waiting for Jesus Christ. You could say today that a saved person trying to follow the Lord Jesus Christ has a lot to put up with in this whole world. It's a mess. It really is. And it takes some long-suffering. It takes some forbearance. It takes some patient waiting. And the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return. That's as sure as it's already happened 10,000 years ago. The rapture is going to occur. And when I mean the rapture, I'm talking about the church, the body of Christ, will be caught up to meet Him in the air before the tribulation period. The Bible's very clear about that. Very clear about that. I don't know why people act like it's unclear when it's very, very clear in the Scripture. But that's another talk for another time. But the Bible says here a great result is patient waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when I read this verse recently, I was like, you know what? You got to put up with a lot down here, but I just had to stop and think, how much has God had to put up with? Unfortunately, he's had to put up a lot with a lot just for me. And then you. Now, all of us. God is long-suffering. He is merciful. He is forbearing. He is patient. So he asks us to do the same thing, and he gives us the tools and the equipment in order to be that type of believer. And one of the ways to get that great result is to be a part of what the radio ministry is doing here, even locally. Yes. Did you hear that tall Texas tale, or that Texas tall tale, about the teacher who was helping one of her kindergarten students put on his cowboy boots? We have a lady at our church. She teaches kindergarten, and her last name is Kinder, Mrs. Kinder. I just think that's kind of neat. But anyway, this kindergarten teacher, I thought that's pretty neat, but anyway, this kindergarten teacher was helping her student put on his cowboy boots. They're in Texas. He's wearing cowboy boots. And he asked for help, and she could see why. Even with her pulling and him pushing, the little boot still didn't want to go on his feet. Well, by the time they finally got the second cowboy boot on, she had worked up a sweat, and she almost cried when the little boy said, "Teacher, they're on the wrong feet." She looked, and sure enough, they were on the wrong feet. Well, you can imagine it wasn't any easier pulling the boots off than it was putting them on. She managed to keep her cool, though, as together they worked to get the boots back on the second time, this time on the right feet. Then he announced, "Well, these aren't my boots." Now, she bit her tongue rather than scream. She goes, "Why didn't you say so?" I'm sure his name was Little Johnny. "Why didn't you say so?" Once again, she struggled to help him pull the ill-fitting boots off his little feet. Well, no sooner had they gotten the boots off again when he said, "Well, they're my brother's boots. My mom made me wear them today." Now, she didn't know if she should laugh or cry, but she mustered up what grace, forbearance, long-suffering, patience she could, and she wrestled the boots on his feet one more time. Well, helping him into his coat, she asked, "Now, Johnny, where are your mittens?" He says, "Well, I stuffed them in the toes of my boots." Kindergarten teachers can tell you a little bit about patience and long-suffering. And for maybe I should just say teachers in general, but kindergarten teachers got it too. I'll make this application. There's a theme for the, I thought you were going to model these t-shirts earlier, but that didn't happen. But there's also, it's the Treasure Island and also the Old Ship of Zion. Did you mention that too? Is that right? Okay. Good, because I had something about boats in my notes here. All right. There are three kinds of Christians, and I'll kind of make the application and finish with this evening. There's three kinds of Christians. There's rowboat Christians, and these Christians struggle along in their own power. And to use your own power, you have to stop and rest for a while. And when you stop and rest, you most of the time find that the current is taking you back right where you started. It's a struggle. It's kind of a losing struggle sometimes. Then there's sailboat Christians, and they let the wind do all the work. They enjoy the high moments, but then what happens when the wind stops blowing, or what happens if the wind is blowing the wrong direction? You don't want to be a rowboat Christian. You don't want to be a sailboat Christian. Ephesians 4:14 says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness. Christians can be deceived just like non-believers can be deceived. You don't want to be a sailboat Christian because the wind might be contrary. It might take you the wrong way. Then there's steam-powered Christians. And they take the water of the Word, and they combine it with the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And there's constant power no matter what the condition. So in this particular application, we don't want to be a rowboat Christian. We don't want to be a sailboat Christian, but we want to be a steam-powered Christian. We want the Word of God. We want the guidance and the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to yield to the Spirit and not walk after our flesh. I heard the story of the organist who was getting ready to play as the church service began. And when this organist put her hands on the keys, there was no sound. Well, everyone knew something was wrong, so the preacher quickly got up and led in prayer. Well, the janitor was aware of the fact that they hadn't plugged in the organ. So he went during the prayer, plugged in the organ, quickly wrote a note, it's a pretty long prayer, wrote a note and handed it to the organist. And the note said this: "After the prayer, the power will be on." And that's true for us today as believers, isn't it? So that's where we started and that's where we want to end. Verse 1 is the proper prayer. And I believe verse 5 is the results that God gives us, the wonderful results. So we want to spend the time in prayer. We have a chance to pray this evening. Pray together as a church family, of course, united together in agreement tonight. But then pray on your own. Pray tomorrow. Pray Friday. Pray Saturday. Every other day that ends in Y. During Restore-a-thon, just pray and trust the Lord. Trust the Lord to provide everything that He already has in store. And so it's just a matter of us catching up with what His will is and trusting Him along the way. I believe we can do that. I'm glad I get to come down and have a part in that. It's a blessing not only to get to see my family, but to have a part in the Restore-a-thon this year. So I know I've told you everything you already knew tonight, but sometimes that's what we do at church. You already knew to pray, and I just wanted to encourage you to do it. I just wanted to try to hopefully muster up some extra motivation to be a part of what God's doing, and then pray, pray, pray. People get saved because of this ministry. There's been people in this church that got saved because of this radio ministry. And then there's so many other lives that have been touched that we may never, ever find out about on this side. But God keeps really good records. And God knows all about it. And we're keeping our eyes on Him and trusting Him the best way we can. Let's have a word of prayer tonight, and I'll turn things back over to Pastor Carter. Heavenly Father, thank You for this time together. Thank You again for Your word. Thank You for this prayer that was prayed by a man that was doing Your work, the Apostle Paul. Father, he was concerned about these newer Christians here in Thessalonica, and he wrote back to them, and he gave them exactly what You wanted them to have. So, Father, we can take that prayer. We can apply it to our situation this evening. I pray that we do that. I pray that we'd all be built up in the faith. I hope we'd all have another victory to look back on and to draw strength from because of this year, Restore-a-thon 2019. So, Father, we're trusting You, we're thanking You, and most of all, we're thankful for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we come to You now thankful. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Let's stand, please, and stand with our heads bowed. That is the purpose of some of the remarks tonight, and that was a good message from the Scripture on it. I want us to make the next 3 or 4 minutes just a personal prayer for Restore-a-thon, for the victory that we need there, and all the details. I ask you to come to the altar or pray in your seat, even be seated, or whatever you want to do. Just the next few minutes, we're going to go to God in a special way, asking His blessing now as we start off in the morning at 7 o'clock. As Stephen just said, so many folks have been reached through the ministry of the radio, still being reached, still get personal testimonies from time to time. Got one this week, walked into a drugstore to get some help if I could, And I got a better blessing out of some folks I met that said, listen to you all the time on the radio. And so it is so, so very important. And we've closed in prayer, but right now, with our hearts united, claiming the promise of the Word of God, let's ask God for the victory. Father, we pray You'd start us off even in the morning with Your presence. Lord, we'll have some times of joy and fun. We'll have some times that are serious as we think about the gravity of the whole situation. But Lord, let us know Your presence throughout it. I pray You'd be with everyone that has a part, everyone that answers a phone, everyone that writes, everyone that computes upstairs, all the details, Father, I pray You'd bless in them. I pray You'd help the ones over the microphone to say the right things, be led of Your Spirit. I pray, Father, that Jesus may be lifted up in it all and get the glory for it all. Father, it is truly something close to your heart according to the Bible. That is the spreading of your word. The very last command you gave as you went back to heaven was for us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And that's exactly what we're doing by the grace of God through the radio station you've given us. We ask your blessing on the people out there to give. Father, some of our best givers are in your presence now. They've gone on to be with you. We know that. But Lord, we're asking you to speak to other hearts to step up and fill the void and take their place. And if it be your will, give us another time of great celebration over your presence and the victory that we trust you to give. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.